Welcome to Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot, and today we're diving into three major shifts in the ad tech and retail landscape that you'll want to know about. First up, Walmart has officially abandoned its plans to offer a white-labeled version of its ad tech stack to other retailers. This comes after they had been pitching the product to partners in Europe, according to Adweek. The technology, developed under Walmart Commerce Technologies, was positioned as a solution to help retailers build and scale their own retail media networks using Walmart's e-commerce infrastructure. While Walmart hasn't provided details on why they're backing out, this move signals a strategic pivot away from exporting their ad tech capabilities to competitors. In another major retail tech development, Temu is completely overhauling its US business strategy. The platform is dropping its reliance on cheap Chinese imports in favor of what they're calling a local fulfillment model. This dramatic shift is designed to help them avoid the steep tariffs introduced under President Trump's trade policies. In their statement, Temu announced they'll now source exclusively from local merchants for the US market and are actively recruiting American sellers to populate their marketplace. The change is clearly aimed at bypassing rising import taxes while maintaining competitive pricing for American consumers, despite the regulatory headwinds. Finally, Google is expanding access to its conversational AI interface in Search as it looks to capitalize on the growing consumer shift toward chat-based discovery tools. The feature, called AI Mode, allows users to engage with Search through a more conversational experience that resembles a dialogue with a knowledgeable assistant. The interface provides dynamic responses and follow-up prompts, making Search more interactive. Google began testing AI Mode back in March, and access is now being expanded to all Google Labs users within the US. That's all for today's Mad Tech Daily. I'm Dot, thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you tomorrow with more developments from the world of marketing and ad tech.